Okay, this is April 5th, and the boys are upstairs playing with Joey.
What you up to, Mark? What you guys up to? You guys being good?
They play in their room. It's about 10:30 at night.
They're at the bottom. The guys come down here.
Guys, what if here, the Superman thing? Here's what dumb people hear on the Superman music. See? Good boy. ocean.
Story he wants to tell me about this little boy who grows old and dies. Okay, go ahead. Tell me the whole story.
Okay. Once there was a little boy and he was good all his life. And then he got to an old man, and then he got to be an old man. Then he died. And then when he was in his grave, he found this paper that said, his brother found this paper that said that they had a free trip to heaven. And then they went up to heaven, and then the kid and his brother were rotten, and then they found a paper that said that you get a free trip to the devils, and then the devil said, "Where are you from?" And then this guy said, "I'm from Lombo." And then he said, and
Lombo?
He says, yeah, Lombo. And then the guy says, "Then what's your name?" Takes an arrow and shoots that, and then he says, "What's your name?" And then he takes another arrow and shoots that, and then he says, "I think it's Bloody Bow."
Bloody Bow, yeah.
And then every single devil started going, "Bloody, bloody, bloody, bloody."
What happened to these kids who got a free trip?
Not that we need
a free trip.
Yeah, this is the whole thing that I'm telling you. And then once they heard that, there came down a paper, and then it was all red.
Uh-huh.
And then it says, "Now you can get a free trip to the army."
Yep.
And then he went to the army, and he was bad. He was being good to every person, and then he got shot, and then he went all the way back to a baby again, and then he found a mother and hit a mother, and then he stayed with him for all the time. And then when he was big, when he was big, and when he was in first grade, he was a new kid. The teacher said, "Who are you?" And then the boy said, "I'm a kid, what else?" And then she said, "I thought you were a girl."
I see. And then he went,
"Of course I'm not a girl. Can't you see?" Jeez. And then he said, "Well, do I have to do work?" And then she says, "Of course." And then he says, "Aw, shucks." And then he got his work and he went, "Oh, goody smell, I have some fun." And then he took them and ripped them all apart. And she said, "Principal!" And then he went to the principal and I said, "What's your name?" And then I said, "I'm a kid." And I said, "What do you mean, a kid?" And they said, "A kid!" And I said, "What do you mean, a kid?" And then the kid pulled him down and then said, and then yelled in his ear, "I'm a kid!"
Yeah, okay. And that's the end of the story?
And the principal knocked him over. Then he went all the way back to the devils.
That's what happens to bad kids or good kids?
No. Then the devil froze. "So you came back again, huh?" And they says, "Uh-huh." And they says, "Then what's your name, boy?" "Oh, well, you know what? I'm mom. And then it takes an arrow in the middle of the sand and then throws it right up the top and then at the top of the big hole and of the devils. And then the thing started caving in and then he got clobbered in the
hole. Good.
And then she says, "Were you good? "Of course I were. This is the devil, don't you know that?"
Yeah, I know that.
And then he says, "I thought it was the angels. It has thousands of clouds." "It is, you dumbo. I thought you said it's the devils." "It is!" And then he says, "Wait a minute, what are you saying?" "I say it is the devil's angels." And then the kid says, "Oh great, now I don't know what to say." And then he says, "Well, maybe, maybe I can just jump off the clouds and kill myself." And he did. And then he landed back to Earth. And then this woman said, "What's your name?" And then he said, "Now I told you, teacher, I am a kid. I am a person. I am a boy. And then he whacks him all the way to Mars. And then Marge comes down and she goes down and he goes down. And then the devil again says, "You tiny little brat, you're gonna be sent to the devils. The devil principal." And they kicked him all the way to the devil. school principal, and then he says, "What you in trouble for?" And he says, "I've been bad." "You've been bad? That's no reason to be over here. It's supposed to be good to be around the principals." And then the devil one kicks him all the way back to the king. And he says, "Hey man, were you here for a fourth time? Why, you've been here four times. I can't believe it. But you're going to be sent to the angel before you up to the devils."
Again.
I mean,
do you think this is ever going to end?
I am the devil. I'm going to throw you up to the devils. And they throw him up to the devils, but he really clunks his head on the top and comes ramming down to the end of the devil's pit.
Yeah.
And then he finds all this treasure and treasure and treasure, and then he finds a way back to his home. And he says, "Mommy, Daddy, look what I found!" And then they all come rushing to him, and then they say, "Wow, gold! Where did you get it from?" "Look." And they open one of the square things that are on the places you walk. And then they said, "Wow, let's get down and see how much there is." And then they went down, and then they said, "Wow, this is a lot of gold." And then they brought it all up, and then they stayed rich forever.
Okay,
the end.
Yeah. You're right. What if you were?
Were you? I would.
What would you do?
Stay there for about 200 million years.
Are you guys pretty tired?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah.
No.
Everybody except Mark.
Can you get some? Can you travel something to sleep with?
Like what? A little animal?
Yeah.
How about a
popple? Like a popple.
Yeah.
Can you
have a popple?
Yeah, two popples.
I want
pieces.
Not so loud. Tell me where they are. I think they're downstairs.
Snuggles and two
popples. Huh?
The two popples and Snuggles.
Which one's Snuggles?
S-N-U-G.
Teddy bear.
L.
G-G-L-E-S.
Yeah, the popples are downstairs.
Where's the teddy bear? There's a nice little bear.
No.
He's a different guy. There's a nice little dog. Snoopy.
Johnny, come on, Johnny.
Here's a nice moose.
Let's take him off. No, I want to hug.
He doesn't want all of them.
Let's take all of them.
I'll get the popcorn.
How come? I mean, not all.
You can check the ones you want. And I'll go down and get the popcorn.
I'll go bunch.
I'm going to get the popcorn.
Let's hug him. Let's hug him. There he is. Here he is. Oh, Huggles. Let me see.
Snuggles.
Not Huggles. Oh, I love him. I love Snuggles.
Oh, you're gay. Don't worry, he can be a girl if you want him to.
He won't drop it. The Snuggles is.
Nuh-uh. It's a boy.
I'm a boy. Snuggles.
No, that was your boy.
I found a little bear. This bear boy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's for a cat.
Yeah,
you don't want to sleep with him?
Okay. Okay. Do you mean that it's for our cat? Do you mean that we're keeping this for our cat? Or
you
we're
like
just
your dad?
Giving it to him for
everybody
as long as you're here?
Mark, you can get
this is Snuggles' little brain.
Mark, get over there.
Wait,
Julie,
this is his little
to
blanket.
Be in the middle.
I know, this is his little blanket. This is his little blanket. Oops. No, me and Ross have to be careful. Because this might go.
Ross and I.
Actually, I don't have to worry either. We both do, because I'll fall.
Ross and I have to be careful.
You don't have to worry.
I do.
We're both actually, I don't have to worry.
Mm-hmm. I fall, you fall, then you must fall.
No, I fall first.
What he falls first. My birthday falls first and I fall last.
You'll fall.
I fall in the morning.
Yeah. Whoop! And then you'll land on the back of this room.
Yeah, I'll fall tomorrow night.
I got JC.
I got PC.
I'll fall already.
I got PT. PT.
Putter.
I got putter.
Snuggles.
Snuggles
is mine.
I'm looking for Snuggles, you dumb dumb.
Aw. Give me. Hey. What you doing?
Where's Snuggles?
Aw. You're too much.
That's mine.
You're too fat. Guys, you're too fat.
So are you. Don't worry, Mark. You'll live.
You'll squish me.
Good.
Oh no.
Here's Snoopy.
No.
You better put that up, Mark, before you fall.
Yeah,
then. And next comes me. And next comes you.
No, I won't fall. Who's that? Me.
I wouldn't bet on it.
Moosel.
Yeah, you would fall.
I called him Moosel.
We better get
and so we can find.
I want to try to find Moosel.
How are you doing, little
bugs?
What in the world are you doing?
Oh, I get the blanket in.
Looking for Snuggles.
Get the fresh blanket.
I think the Snuggles is right in here.
Dude, don't put this out, Mark.
Yeah, that's Snuggles.
That's Snuggles.
Yeah, that's Snuggles.
I'll put all the rest of the guys here.
Okay, now you all set?
Yeah, so they can't die.
Why can't somebody sleep down here with the animals? Why
don't somebody?
They're all under the cottage.
I want you to go down there with the animals.
Because they're walking.
Okay, Ross, you're going to go down. You can't have three boys. Okay, then I'm going to just flip a coin and one boy will have to leave.
Dad.
It's too crowded up there.
No, it isn't.
Well, everybody's complaining.
I'm not.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Couple of you move a little bit down. Smart boy. Smart. Smart's a smart guy. Okay, and now you can kick your little legs against this.
Are you sure you
want? Can I get a blanket for this guy?
Yeah, because I don't want to kick him in the leg.
A blanket for him?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's a big one.
You better not kick us.
Now everybody, stop making demands.
Because I can do whatever.
If you want. That's the boy who gets down here to whoever he wants. The ones up there have to be good. The ones down here can be as bad as he wants.
Until we lose our temper.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even dream of losing my temper. I don't think it's a good idea.
Good.
You're up on the side of the good boys. Those are the two good boys up there. They're going to, no matter how much he kicks you, you just say, oh, I can take it. You better.
I can't take it. I'll get mad.
You're not supposed to ever lose your temper in this thing.
Yeah, I'm not even kicking
you. I guess
you
better forget about karate, Ross. In karate, you're never supposed to lose your temper, right, Jeff?
Yeah.
Right.
Except if
you... How do you know you've never taken it?
I've been with my brother.
Mm. Even he's never taken it.
Yes, he has.
Yeah, but he doesn't look like he's too good at it.
Because he quit when he was in white.
Did he?
Because he didn't like it.
It was too hard for him, though.
No, he didn't like it.
Why? Did he get hurt?
No.
Why didn't you like it? Uh-huh. Maybe Ross won't like it.
No. My dad didn't quit until he was on orange.
Uh-huh.
Because it probably got too rough.
Where did they both go?
Huh?
Where did they both go?
To this guy called Karate Sims.
Oh, I'm going to the Y camp.
Mm-hmm.
The Karate Sims got taken out. It went out of business.
Why?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Probably killed too many people.
No, probably too many people quit.
No.
Okay, everybody go to sleep now, okay?
Probably had enough money to get a new store. That's why the mom moved.
Stop it!
Down by
See these? Joey, you keep yours that way. And Ross, you keep your feet way over by the window. And let's get room for Mark. Wait, Mark, you've got room for your feet there now?
Yeah. Okay. Mark, quit putting your feet on
me. He's okay now. Mark's okay. Are you happy now, Mark?
But we can't talk now.
It's okay.
Yes, we can. We can just
talk. You can talk with your feet separated. If you don't, if you get bunchy, you'll all have to go into the basement to sleep on the hard ground. Do you want to do this?
Stop it. No.
Okay, Ross is the first one to the basement.
No, that's me. He's kicking me.
Okay, then stop kicking him. You've got plenty of room over here. You're not using it. Mark wants to do that. Okay, you want to put your feet over this way?
No, I'm trying to find a way to get my feet out.
Well, what's wrong here? What's wrong down here?
I sleep.
I got an idea. Why don't you sleep over by Ross, and we'll let Mark kick over this way. Okay, get closer to Ross. Get closer to Ross. Now, Mark, you kick over this way, okay? Get your body.
Hey!
Okay, just want to make sure you're all set. Okay.
You can be here now. We're still PC? Yeah. Here he is.
Oh, did you see the cartoon?
Yeah.
No. I'm asleep.
Boy, Mark sure got up early, didn't he?
I woke up early. He woke me up at 6.
Then?
Who's that?
Me.
Ross?
Mm-hmm.
Then he went back to bed.
Then he went back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Smart boy.
I stayed up.
Why'd you wake everybody up, Ross?
He told me to.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how Mark got up.
Yeah.
Some
I was the first. I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I did. It's pretty early in the morning.
You want some what? Milk? You want milk?
It's right there.
It's right in front of you. Thank you, little Glenn.
You want more ham? No. Okay. So 5 o'clock, please.
Mark, don't talk with your mouth full.
Can I have some more pancakes?
Mm-hmm.
And more milk.
Ooh.
They're going to take more milk. It's wedding.
Who needs more milk?
Okay.
I do. Can I crop the woods?
No.
You have to wait for us.
You're going to wait for those pancakes.
I said I gotta get outside. Would the cat get out? Would the cat not? Would the cat not getting outside?
Well, how can I get outside when the cat
will not get outside?
With what?
How can I get outside Well, the cat might know.
Without the cat.
You said while.
I know.
Why? How can I get outside without the cat getting outside?
That's what you want to say. Right, Lauren?
Good.
Okay, how do you do it?
Actually, there's no problem with that.
The
cat locked up.
Cat's locked in the basement. He's in jail.
No,
cat's in jail.
No, Ruffy, I can't.
Ruffy, did you finish your homework?
Yes, I did.
I got my hands full. I can't do anything.
Okay, now, Mark, you're going to tell me all about your friends, right?
Okay,
go ahead. Tell me about Brian.
Okay.
Why is he so ugly?
He's ugly, I think.
Yeah. How do you know he's ugly?
Because he's new kid in our class.
Uh-huh.
That's why he's stupid.
Oh, he just doesn't know all the things you know, probably.
Yes.
Okay.
He's stupid and he doesn't know.
Uh-huh. You guys aren't very nice to new kids.
And what?
You aren't being very nice to those new kids.
Yes, I do.
You are nice to new kids?
Yeah.
Just Brian's stupid, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, what else about Brian?
Well, he always tries to get himself out of trouble.
Yeah? How does he do that?
And when he does sloppy stuff,
uh-huh.
He says, Mitten, I think you're sloppy.
Does he sit next to you?
He lies.
Who sits next to you?
Rhonda
and?
What?
Who else?
Always.
No one else? You're not between two kids?
No.
Oh, you're on the end, eh? Do you talk a lot in class?
No.
Do you talk when you're not supposed to?
No.
Does Mrs. Martinelli think you're a good boy?
Yeah.
Do you like your teacher?
Yeah.
Who else do you like in class?
Oh, but Mom, Dad. Uh-huh. There's some things that that I do sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I give her a heart candy.
Yeah.
And I didn't even notice.
Uh-huh.
And stuff that. And she says, okay. And asks me over. And then she hugs me because it says, hug me.
And did you get a big hug?
Yeah.
Was it fun?
And I didn't even know I gave it to her.
Was it fun? Did she like it? Did she like your hug?
What do you mean?
Did she give you lots of kisses?
No, she just hugged it.
Oh,
me.
Did she think you're cute?
Yeah.
She does. You know what she told me?
What?
She said you were her little Ewok. She said you were her little Ewok baby. Did you know that?
Well, guess what?
What?
Turkisha, there's a girl named Turkisha.
Uh-huh.
And every time she says something, she says, okay, Mommy.
To her teacher?
Yeah.
Is her Keisha American?
What do you mean?
Is she an American girl? Is she a black girl?
Yeah.
Oh, of course, her Keisha, right. And,
she always says when, she, teacher asks her something, she says, okay, Mommy.
Okay, Mommy.
Should I find the cat food?
I wouldn't worry about it.
So that when he comes in, he'll stick around?
Okay.
Does he usually stick around?
In the morning, yeah. But there have been those days.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the day his foot was bad.
Yeah, right. He always disappears when you got to give him medicine, right?
You can come in, too. Yeah. Not next to you. Wait a second. Wait.
I'm
You move it. Marty, I want to know, who are your best friends?
Who's this? I haven't saw it.
Lightning. Did you see lightning?
Yeah, I did.
No. Wait, something's wrong here. I think we've run out of batteries.
Run two. Wait, I think. One, two. Okay, it's not working. Ross came to me and said, Dad, can you break this into quarters? I said, quarters, huh? What do you need it for? He said, what I need it to buy is milk. In other words, what I need it for is to buy milk.
And earlier, he was trying to stuff his sandwich into a plastic bag, and he said, the sandwich has a lot of ingredients.
And I forgot to record.
Well,
yes.
He looked at me, and he wasn't sure that's right. And he said, what I mean is, it's too big to put in a plastic bag.
Yeah. Said a totally different way.
Yeah.
Right. Smart. That's interesting. He's so very sensitive to whether he said the right thing, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He really is. I think that's one of the big differences between him and Mark, is that Ross really checks out whether that was a reasonable thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark really doesn't care. You know?
He runs, Mark turns away and walks off if he thinks that.
Yeah, Mark's just disgusted. If you fail to understand it, Mark's just disgusted. Why you just didn't try a little harder?
Well, he's getting a little better about it.
Well, what is today? The 8th or something like that. But anyway, yesterday I was on the stairway coming home, coming up the basement stairs, and Mark said, Dad, if you pick me up like this, it'll be hurtless. In other words, it won't hurt you so much. He wasn't worried about hurting himself, he was worried about hurting me. It won't be
as
painful. It won't be as hurtful.
You have to take your children up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
me.
Why?
Because I think it's going to be too heavy.
Your kids are going to be really fat, aren't they?
I think.
Uh-huh.
I think they're going to be like...
Like some of those garbage pails.
They're like you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I am skinny.
That's true.
I hope the first one that gets up is the nice one. That gets more than the nice one.
Mm-hmm. Which one would that be? So you can play kids.
And I hope the second one doesn't scream when he's a baby.
I know. It's horrible. If you have a second, if your little one screams, you'll go crazy.
What?
If your little one screams, if you have a screamer, you'll go crazy.
Yeah, go.
And he'll cry in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he'll feel like, oh my God, I get this kid out of here.
I hate this kid.
Or if I'm lucky, I'll get a kid that doesn't scream, or a kid that obeys her mother.
That's right. I'll be lucky. And you know something?
I am.
No,
but I'm not sure I am going to be.
Marty?
What?
If you're really lucky, you'll catch it as lucky as you are.
Yuck.
Brian contradicts me here, we'll know, but Ross seems to have gotten a skill for captions. He takes a situation and he'll make a caption for it. And so he was just watching a cartoon where Yosemite Sam drops down, gets smashed by a falling debris, gets smashed into hell. And there were these animals. It looked like dogs, really. It was very fast. And they were all barking or laughing. And as soon as that scene passed, Ross said, the barking dogs of fire.
And it sounded so pat and neat and nifty. I thought maybe he'd gotten it from somewhere, did he? I mean, there are no barking dogs of fire in hell, are they? Because I said, that's hell. He fell down into hell. And Ross came up with the barking dogs of fire. As if he were making a caption for the scene that was taking place. And it sounded very, a little more important than it was. A little poetic.
Here, eating cookies and milk.
Everybody had enough milk?
Yeah.
Now, why did you call me up at work today?
What?
No.
Because I wanted to know where the other cup was.
Did you find it?
No, because I remember you didn't find it.
Right.
I mean, you put it away and back in your phone.
Right. But then I bought it some more, right? Was I a good dad, right? Am I a good dad, yes or no? You say you bet your booties.
Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Will anybody ever get rock on or stone dry?
No. You can't get on the rock on, did you?
Huh?
Rock on, stone dry.
What about?
You got him?
No.
The rock on, yeah.
I know I found stone dry once.